USA Radio News.
The president targeting the poor in his latest actions. President Biden yesterday signing two executive orders, one expanding food assistance, the other calling for stimulus checks for those who don't make enough to file taxes. Biden says how we respond to this crisis is a reflection of our values.
We cannot, will not let people go hungry. We cannot let people be evicted because of nothing they did themselves. They cannot watch people lose their jobs, and we have to act. We have to act now.
Biden also announcing yesterday the U.S. could have another 200,000 deaths over the next couple of months from the coronavirus. That would bring our death toll to over 600,000. Meanwhile, a key member of President Trump's COVID task force revealing the toll the job took on her, Dr. Deborah Birx, tells CBS she always thought of quitting. Instead, Birx announced this week she's retiring. The full interview will air tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.